Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Aaron Civale to the Rays and Paul Sewald to the D-backs. Let's break it all down on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5, and welcome to August. I am Frank Stanfield, joined by Scott White, and let's start it up with Aaron Civale, who was traded to the Tampa Bay Rays in exchange for first base prospect Kyle Manzardo. Pretty big return there. Let's start things off with Civale, who's having a fine season, 2.34 ERA, a 1.04 whip. It's hard to see him getting much better than this, Scott, but can you see the Tampa Bay Rays maybe making this more sustainable or helping get more strikeouts out of an Aaron Civale?
You see a trade like this, and it would be a head-scratcher if any team made it. The fact that the Rays are making it, giving up pretty high-end prospect in Kyle Manzardo for a pitcher who I think most of us believe is overachieving in Aaron Civale, that seems like the trade that, you know, 15 years ago, a team like the Rays would have duped another organization, a less advanced organization, into making, trading for the overachiever, you know, giving up a legitimate prospect for that. So that makes it weird. It does make you wonder, do the Rays see something in Aaron Civale that the rest of us don't see? Because, you know, we kind of got the same feeling when they signed Zach Eflin to a big contract in the offseason, biggest in franchise history, and look how that's gone. Aaron Civale has pitched well this year, 2.34 ERA. Career worst strikeout rate, and it was never a good strikeout rate to begin with. Career worst walk rate as well, just for good measure. All the ERA estimators don't like him. Some of them put him in the mid-4s for an ERA. So, you know, regression is what regression was likely to come for Civale. Will he be able to avoid it with the Rays? Again, I'm not going to actually predict they know something we don't, and that Civale is going to be a different pitcher now. I think he's probably going to pitch to more like a mid-3 ERA, if not higher, the rest of the way. So I'm not saying his stock goes down going to the Rays. I'm saying it was likely to go down anyway. And then meanwhile, you got this great prospect going to the Guardians, who, by the way, remain in the playoff race themselves. So they must have just really liked the value of this deal. Manzardo's numbers at AAA this year, a little disappointing, but he was a monster between high A and double A last year. And if you look under the hood at some of the Statcast metrics for Manzardo, they still point to him being an awesome hitter. I think if you like Vinny Pasquantino, you should also like Kyle Manzardo. And you know, there's a good chance he's up contributing for the Guardians next year.
All right, let's slide over to that other trade. The D-backs finally have their closer. They acquired Paul Sewald in exchange for Josh Rojas and two prospects, Dominic Canzone and Ryan Bliss. Paul Sewald, 33 years old, having another fine season, 2.93 ERA, 1.02 whip, 21 saves. That's tied for 11th in baseball. I don't really think anything changes with Paul Sewald. I think the bigger question here, what happens with the Mariners? Because the initial guess, I think, should be Andrés Muñoz, who's having another great season. He gets a ton of strikeouts. He gets ground balls, lots of whiffs, 99-mile-per-hour fastball. He had 4 saves last year. He had a couple of saves this year as well. But the Mariners have used a committee approach in the past. Scott, what do you think happens here for the Mariners? And should people be adding Andrés Muñoz right now?
I think they should absolutely be adding Munoz right now. I think when all is said and done, Munoz is going to be the biggest winner on an individual level at the trade deadline, because the longtime closer in waiting, and that's kind of the shine that Munoz has had even back when he was like a 21-year-old in the Padres organization. He's been touted as that guy. He can stop waiting finally. Sewald's out of the picture. There were a lot of people who thought he was so good he was just going to overtake Sewald at the start of the year, and I believe he got a save. Yeah, he got a save on opening day, which added fuel to the fire. Ended up missing time with a shoulder injury. Sewald really locked it down in the meantime. Yes, the Mariners have used a by committee approach in the past. Scott Service has liked using that in the past. But A, he got away with that finally with Sewald in the second half last year. B, when he was using a committee approach, they had several relievers who looked a lot like closers. It was easier to justify. You know, somebody like Kyle or Matt Brash, excuse me. Somebody like Matt Brash has a huge strikeout rate, but the whip is very high. Like when you have somebody as good as Andrés Muñoz, there's no reason to mess around with that. I'm not saying it'll 100% be every save going to Muñoz from this point forward, but I'm saying within a week or two, it'll become pretty clear that Muñoz is the guy for the Mariners. And you'll be glad you picked him up because he has the potential to be a top 10, I don't know, maybe top five reliever the rest of the way.
Some questions I've been receiving, Scott, would you drop names like Will Smith or even Clay Holmes to add an Andrés Muñoz?
Yeah, I've gotten those questions too. I lean yes on Will Smith since there's some uncertainty there between him and Aroldis Chapman. Plus, I question the skill set for Will Smith to begin with. Closer call with Clay Holmes. I do think if you're asking me to bet who is better from today forward, I would bet Muñoz, but there's a lot more risk of Muñoz. There's not a lot more risk. There's more risk of Muñoz just being nothing if the Mariners, for some crazy reason, pass him over. I don't think it's going to happen, but better safe than sorry approach is to hold on to Holmes over him. That's about the breaking point for me in the rankings, though, where Muñoz is going to fall right now.
All right. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or anywhere else podcasts are found. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, and we'll be back again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving non-stop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.